Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up. Keeping my head up, head up.
Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. Today is the Garden Line with Mike. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's nice to be back. Had to go down to South Florida last week on a little bit of business, and it's good to be back home and back behind this microphone on Tuesday morning.
It's one of my favorite times. You're smiling.
Mine
it's
too.
Tuesday. It's garden time.
And then
I love
you
it.
Kick off the whole show with hot fun in the summertime by Sly and the Family Stone.
Exactly.
Doesn't get any better than that.
I would say not.
Absolutely. Well, we do have to, you know, as we seem to always do, have to stir in a little weather before we get into gardening, if you will. And the good news, of course, is that the storm, Debbie, passed us by to the east, and that's great news. Bad news for those folks in the Big Bend area who experienced some flooding, and I am worried about some of our friends in the Carolinas and northern Georgia. Because they too are going to have some flood problems.
Definitely.
It just tells us that we've got to be ready because those things crop up. That storm could have turned our way.
Right, you just never know.
It could have just turned our way and you just never know. So what we have to do is kind of, I'll sound like a broken record here, is some of the outside things we need to do, of course. Some of this doesn't really have to do much with gardening. But be sure your generator's working. Be sure your generator is working. Be sure you've got enough propane for your gas grill. Be sure that's all done. And check on your neighbors. Sometimes some neighborhoods, we don't know our neighbors as well as we should. There may be some of your neighbors that are my age that you want to, you may want to.
29.
You may want to check on them, some of the senior citizens, to see if there's anything you can do with them before the storm, if we should have one. Hopefully we don't, and after the storm too, just to kind of touch base with them to see if there's anything you can do for them. Insofar as that generator is concerned, one thing, this is just personal, something we do, we bought just a little inexpensive little air conditioner unit, and had the generator, and so we put that air conditioner into the window in the bedroom and, of course, hook it up to the generator. So at least when we don't have any electricity, like with Ivan, we didn't have electricity for weeks.
Right.
At least you have one room in the house that's cool.
Yep.
And especially if we're going to have temperatures like we're going to have today, which brings us to a whole new topic of what we do right now. Temperature is going to be 101 today.
Oh, goodness.
Now, that is not some feels-like temperature. That is the temperature.
The temperature.
The temperature is 101. So, once again, I hate to repeat myself, but be careful. Be so careful. We all have a few chores in the yard we have to do, but early morning, maybe late afternoon, but just midday, just stay out of it. It just isn't worth it because it really is oppressive and, quite frankly, can be dangerous to some folks.
And drink water.
Just drink water and water. And when you're tired of drinking water, drink some more water.
Exactly.
That's what you really got to stay
hydrated.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. So that's what we need to do. Obviously, is an obvious comment. We got to water and water and water. Some of our plants and some of our containers have grown so big, they've gotten kind of root bound, and they just suck up that water so fast at 101 degrees, and even with a little wind. I know we didn't get Debbie, but I think we had a little bit of a north wind coming in.
Yes.
You get the wind and the heat, and it'll dry those plants out. We've always talked about signal plants, plants that you have that you know, the first plant that shows stress from lack of water, that means you probably need to water all your plants. I have a bush daisy right by the pool, and it is gorgeous. But I'll tell you, I can water it in the morning. By noon, it's just limped over. I water it again. So we're in some very unusual temperatures here, and it's going to be dry. It looks like there's no rain in the forecast for the rest of the week.
Wow.
Maybe 20, 30% over the weekend, which you know may amount to a thunderstorm here and there. But we are in very warm temperatures, dangerous warm temperatures for some, and so we just really need to be careful, no doubt about it.
Stay cool, stay hydrated.
Drink the water, water your plants. If you have a sprinkler system, quite frankly, the experts would probably want to run me out of here. If I have a sprinkler system, I'd run it every day, every day. Now when we start getting into a rain cycle, go back to our normal three times a week, 30 minutes, that type of thing. I'd run that thing every day.
Yep.
And check the plants that it is watering to be sure you're running that sprinkler system long enough. So if you have some plants that are showing stress, you can increase that time also. So those are just some things we need to do. We need to be careful. We need to watch our plants because, as we always say on the Garden Line, we always say this, and it's true, the plants that we have been enjoying all spring are expensive.
Yes.
It costs a lot of money to landscape and put in your color and your flower beds, your container plants. But we do it because we enjoy it.
Right.
It makes our home, we just enjoy being at home more.
Right.
It really looks great. But it's a big investment. And so if all it takes is some extra watering to save that investment, do it.
It's worth it.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, today we've got a few things to talk about insofar as what we need to do here in August and what we don't need to do in August.
That's great. Do we want to give a little bit of a highlight before we head into the break?
Well, what we could do, oh, sure. If you have some annuals that have just had it for whatever reason, maybe for some reason they didn't get enough water, and you're thinking about swapping it out, putting some new color in, we may want to talk about your choices there. I did a little research real quick. I know we're going to go to a break here, but I did a little research, and you're ready for this. On November 11th, there is a 10% chance of a frost. 10%, that's all. This is the old Garden Line chart that we've used for years. Been very, very inaccurate over the years, but it's fun to look at. 10% chance of a frost on November 11th. Okay, that's 100 days from here. August, September. Yeah, I think that's right. 100 days. So you may want to look at that flower bed. If you've got a small one that you've enjoyed and the plants have just burned up, there's some things you could put in that would look nice for 100 days. And then you could transition into your fall plants, your pansies, your dianthus, your petunias, your mums, that type of thing. But for the next 100 days, you hate for it just to be blank.
Right.
So there's some choices, and we'll talk about those.
Great. Sounds awesome.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Great Southern Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Atlas Beverage Class, Atlas Oyster House Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, cooking classes at Jackson's, and 75-cent Oyster Night at Atlas, tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike this morning. And it's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
It is a fabulous morning. I don't know what's going on here. This music is great this morning. We got a little
I didn't want to fade it out. I was like, okay, let's keep going.
You know, sometimes we just need to put our feet up on the desk and listen to the music.
I agree.
It's too hot to go outside. Well, maybe something a little bit different. It is a beautiful day. Hot, hot, hot. And as we said early on, be careful.
Definitely.
Careful in this heat. No doubt about it. Exactly. Had a little text over here, I think, did we not?
We did. It says, good morning, guys. Will I have any success growing cherries in Pensacola? I have found a website that says I will, but I wasn't familiar with anybody yet that has.
Me either. I'm not familiar with anybody who has done that. We are in zone 8. I'm kind of on the border of 8 and 9, but zone 8. And your cherry trees probably just aren't going to do here. We're just too hot for them. However, we can grow ornamental cherry trees. And there are two types that do very well here. The first one is, well, I'll tell you both of them, Kwanzaa cherry and Yoshino cherry. Kwanzaa cherry is a pink blossom, which is really, really pretty. And then the Yoshino is white. So if you can't grow the cherries you want to eat, the ornamental cherries are a very fun tree and one that does very well here in Pensacola.
That's a
lot of people plant those, yes.
That's great. We have another question in the text line. This is great. If you have a question, you can join the conversation as well at 850-437-1620. You recommended jasmine for climbing my lattice, and I think it will be great. When do I fertilize and with what? I asked last week but was out of the truck if you answered that.
No, if we're going to put Confederate jasmine on a trellis, which is a great way to do it. I mean, it's fun. It'll grow, and you're really going to have to kind of, if you want to keep it on the trellis, you're going to have to do a little bit of pruning, because it's going to just go crazy once it gets established. fertilization, like almost any other basic shrub, I would give it right now, in August, I'd be kind of careful here at 101 degrees. Normally I would say yes, a light feeding before fall is a good idea. But I'm not so sure we might ought to just kind of cool it on that with these high temperatures. This is going to do fine without that fertilizer in the fall. It
right.
really is. It'll do fine. You'll really hit it with good fertilizer in the spring. So what are you going to do with that Confederate jasmine right now? Water it. Water.
It'll be thirsty.
Keep in mind, once again, that in a container, it's going to dry out so much faster. And I assume they've got it in a pot with a trellis behind it. They may have it in the ground going up the trellis. Either way. Keep it going. We did have a call, when was it, a couple of weeks ago about Confederate jasmine as a ground cover. And, of course, we said you could do that, but it's not going to be ideal. The Asiatic jasmine is the best one for the ground cover. And matter of fact, I thought if we have time today, if you have a natural area and you're thinking about putting Asiatic jasmine in it, which I think is probably my number one choice, there's some other things you can do also in a big natural area like that that can serve as a ground cover, if you will. So, in any event, that's the deal on that.
All right. Great. I believe there is jasmine that is toxic to honeybees. So you want to make sure that you plant the one that is not, was another comment.
That's interesting. I had never thought about any of the jasmine being toxic for honeybees. I never would have known that. Never would have thought about that. And other, insofar as Confederate jasmine is concerned, I, once again, to my knowledge, I guess there are different varieties of Confederate jasmine, but the one we want, of course, is, you know, the white blossoms that
right.
smell so good. That basic Confederate jasmine. So that's very interesting. We may need to do a little research on that.
Our friend has sent us another message.
Can you forward that to the research department? And we'll find out what's going on.
Actually, this is so great. Our listeners are great. The next response is, it is Carolina jasmine that is toxic.
Oh, okay.
This is so great.
Okay, right, okay. Exactly. Carolina jasmine is a variety of jasmine, if you will, with yellow blossoms,
yep.
especially in the spring. And so I think it's a good plant, but the Confederate jasmine that you're going to grow is going to be relatively permanent, as is your Carolina jasmine. But it's not going to be as attractive. It's not going to bloom as long.
Right.
And it's just going to have a different look to it. Yes. I thought she was saying that there were different varieties of the Confederate jasmine, but the Carolina jasmine with the yellow blossoms will grow here.
Yep.
A lot of people, I've seen them on fences. People put them on like chain link fences
oh, okay.
such as that. And they look pretty good. I just like the Confederate better.
Also, our friend that was first asking about the jasmine said that they plant it in the ground.
Good, but that's fine. You got the trellis in the ground, and so that'll be fine. But like I say, Confederate jasmine, after a year or so, is just going to go nuts. It really is. You just have to keep it pruned, and that's fine.
Absolutely. Here's a great comment I love, as it made me smile. Wouldn't God give bees the common sense not to feed on toxic plants?
Well, and that's possible.
That's a great point.
that's possible, no doubt about it. One thing about the Confederate jasmine on the trellis, which I like that. It's permanent. I mean, that is it's not going to die in the cold unless we really, really hit probably below 20. You might have some damage there. But if you want something really nice on a trellis for the summer, this is personal now, my mandevilla has never looked better. Mandevilla is a tropical plant. I've got mine in a big pot with a trellis behind it, and it grows up that trellis and has beautiful white blossoms on it. It really does. So a mandevilla is another choice.
Great. You know, we are having so much fun. It's time for another break.
Do it.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Santa Rosa County Commission's consideration of a restriction on docking boats by time. Also discussed the legal ruling that Google and their search engine constitutes a monopoly. Plus, continuing my coverage of the USS McCool, this time talking about the flight deck. And, of course, our Tuesday interview with Sheriff Chip Simmons and all of the things in the law that have happened in the last week or so. And his thoughts on comments by the Secret Service acting director last week. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess, and I'm here with Mike on the Garden Line. We are just playing all kinds of great music today, aren't we? Not much meat on my bones and a whole lot alone and
more than a little bit horny. Let me tell you right now.
That was Mike's fault.
That's Harry. That is Harry Chapin. One of my all-time favorites. Harry Chapin just is not garden-related. Came to a very untimely death in his 30s. Automobile accident.
He did.
As far as I'm concerned, he was a genius. Great music.
And we have some great things coming back up. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to see what else we're going to play.
Let's do it.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Vice President Kamala Harris tapping Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate.
Walz is an Army National Guard veteran and former teacher. He also served as a congressman in a Republican-leaning district before being elected as governor in 2018.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. So why Walz?
While Minnesota seems to be solidly Democrat, Walz is popular in a pair of critical neighboring states, Michigan and Wisconsin.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The two will go on a multi-state campaign swing beginning in Pennsylvania today. But Tropical Storm Devi is stalling out over Georgia and the Carolinas.
Rainfall totals will add up to 20 plus inches. I mean, this is going to be historic and something we haven't seen in this area in about 6 years from Florence in 2018.
That's Fox Weather's Mike Seidel in Isle of Palms, South Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 9:31 right now.
86 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. A 32-year-old man's charged with attempted murder for a double stabbing in Escambia County on Saturday. Jacobia Newberry is being held in the Escambia County Jail without bond on two counts of attempted murder. Early this morning, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons told Andrew McKay,
"This was a disturbance of some sort, and then a man went retrieved a knife and came back and attacked one from behind, as I understand it.
God.
Cut him twice around the neck area. And then there were people trying to break it up, trying to hold him back. And one of the, a female got stabbed as well. So clearly intended to do great bodily harm or death to these two individuals. So we're, again, charging him with the attempted murder."
Two people were stabbed on Blunt Street about 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. Pensacola's 2025 fiscal budget has been drafted, and it amounts to about $317.3 million. According to a city press release, there'll be no millage rate increase. City officials said in the release that the general fund is expected to see $5.9 million in revenue growth. $1.7 million of the fund balance will be appropriated, leaving $14.399 million in the council reserves. A pair of public hearings will happen sometime in August to discuss the budget. The Pensacola City Council will hold an 8:30 a.m. workshop Monday, August 12th in the Hagler Mason Conference Room, located on the second floor of City Hall. A Coast Guard crew from Miami is credited with helping to rescue two sailors caught in Tropical Storm Debbie. The Coast Guard announced yesterday the two boaters were adrift in a sailing vessel about 75 miles off of Boca Grande. A Coast Guard plane from Miami was sent to the area and found the two on a disabled boat late yesterday morning. A helicopter hoisted them aboard and took them to Clearwater. The two boaters had been missing since Saturday night. Well, it's going to be a hot one today. Let's find out how hot by checking the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a very hot day today with temperatures near 98 degrees, 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s. As we head into Wednesday, the hot weather continues with a high near 99, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Overnight, temperatures back in the 70s, some of us staying in the 80s as we go into the morning hours. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now it's warming up, 86 degrees in Pensacola. 86 also in Gulf Breeze and 87 in Milton at 9:34. Next news is at 10. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Crude oil futures have fallen for the fourth session in a row as recession fears continue to overshadow the risk of a major escalation in the Middle East. West Texas Intermediate September contract dropped 49 cents to $72.45 per barrel. Brent's October contract is down 34 cents to $75.96 per barrel. U.S. crude oil has gained 1% year to date. Uber has reported second quarter earnings results that topped Wall Street estimates. Revenue increased 16% from a year earlier to $10.7 billion. The company's mobility unit reported a 23% increase in gross bookings. The stock rose about 4% in pre-market trading upon the news release. Stocks are moderately higher after yesterday's global stock sell-off. Bad economic data stirred fears of a recession. The Dow Industrial currently up 351, the NASDAQ up 159. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
August the 6th, 1870, from the Fish House of the Sewell Cobb Company on Palafox Pier, this is 1620 Radio News. Today, Pensacola's port can claim another first, recognizing that yesterday evening, the fishing smack Emily D., owned by Mr. Sewell Cobb, completed her first Gulf stand and catch, and that as today, it is being unloaded here. The smack, one of two owned and placed in operation by this new company, worked on grounds about 120 miles off Florida's shore and brought home a splendid catch of table fish, which now will be prepared for shipment to two markets, Birmingham and Nashville. Mr. Cobb, who is a New England native and had several years' experience in the fishing trade, has been part of our city now for over 4 years and recently sat on our city council.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Hey!
back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. You are listening to The Garden Line with Mike, and we are having a grand old time today. We're playing some great music.
We're staying out of the heat.
We're drinking water.
Drinking water and playing some good music. That song, of course, is Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. Very long, it's an old song, let's just put it that way.
But
we have a listener who begs us to play that song.
That yep.
version is another version from Jackson Browne. He hates it. He likes this one. So we're going to keep our listeners happy.
That's right.
No matter how hot it is.
That is awesome. And we are happy because when you join the text line, it makes us happy. And we had a great comment in the text line. I said, you made me smile. And they said, great. Have a good day. And there's no way I can't.
Exactly.
My day is great now. So
absolutely.
But yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
One thing, just a couple of notes that we need to think about here, and I have a feeling that the listeners are way ahead of me on this. We talked about how St. Augustine and Zoysia Grass really needs a midsummer kick, a high nitrogen fertilizer to kind of get it over the hump of summer and get it ready for fall. Well, I think that day has passed. I think if you're thinking about doing it, don't. If you have bought it, if you've already bought that fertilizer, you're getting ready to do it, I'd put it on a little bit lighter just because of this heat. Because if you're keeping your turf watered, it's going to be okay. But it suffers from the heat also. And so you really need to be careful loading that fertilizer on there. And you've got to keep in mind, this is the first week in August. And as we get into the last week in August and the month of September, that's when all the experts say to put, you're going to love this word, the winterizer fertilizer on there. Who's thinking of winter? But the winterizer fertilizer, if you put it on a little earlier than you would normally think, you would think about, oh, I'm going to wait till November, December.
Right.
No, put it on early because what that's going to do, the formula is such that it's got a lot of potash in it, which helps the root structure of the grass, which fortifies that root and that grass, if you will, to get it through the winter. So next spring, your yard does better coming out of dormancy. Now, I've had a lot of people over the years say, Mike, how do I know it's doing any good? Because when I put it on, it's not going to make my grass any greener. I just don't know if I'm going to get any results.
Right.
Well, your results aren't going to show till, my goodness, mid-spring when your grass comes out of dormancy and is healthier next year. So the winterizer is important, but I would really hold off or just not do it the midsummer fertilization that we've been talking about
right.
on the garden line. So let's scratch that one off. That'll save you a little money right there.
Absolutely.
Because it's not cheap, that's for sure.
No, it isn't, but it'll be worth it in the spring when you see the results.
No doubt about it. We talked earlier in the show about your plants that may have burned up. That's a scientific term. And maybe what to replace them with, because you got that 100 days until that 10% chance of a frost. So it's probably more than 100 days. But just a few of the plants that I know, we all know, that are going to maybe put up with some of the heat. Salvia is a good one to plant. It's red. Butterflies really like it. St. John's Fire is the variety that really does best.
Wow.
So you might want to consider that. You could, your impatiens, which you planted in the shade anyway, are probably doing okay. But if not, you can plant those again. Some of your summer impatiens, sun patiens, if you will, have done okay. But I've seen some of them affected by the heat.
I love impatiens. It's kind of like my signature name, impatient.
Oh, let me jot that.
And they're beautiful, though.
Oh, they are. They're kind of a staple for a shady area because there
Absolutely.
Aren't that many plants that are going to give you that much color in the shade. One other one that will give you a lot of color in the shade are caladiums. Well, forget that. We don't want to plant any of those right now because, quite frankly, around Labor Day and a little bit later, you're going to see your caladiums kind of start drooping. By the end of September, they may not be as attractive as they were during the spring. So no caladiums. We don't want to put that in our list here. But here's a real good one. Portulaca. Another name, moss rose.
Okay.
Just a basic annual blooming plant, kind of a succulent, if you will, multicolored blossoms. It's really a cool plant. And so that is a good one to use. Another one which I like is Dusty Miller. No blooms, but the foliage of that, it's a very low-growing annual, is gray. It's kind of just dusty looking.
Right.
Which, if you put it in with some other plants, it's a great contrast, if you will. So that's Dusty Miller. Of course, Vinca, periwinkle, is going to do good in the heat. Little white blossom, pink, you know, little red dot in the center. That's good. Lantana. Oh, I did want to mention this about lantana. We had one of our good listeners call and say, why isn't my lantana blooming? And I think I made the comment at the time that one of the hardest questions we're ever asked on our show is, why doesn't my plant, X, Y, Z, whatever, why doesn't it bloom? Or why is it not blooming? Hard question. So we talked about fertilization, full sun, water, excuse me, and couldn't quite figure out why the lantana wasn't blooming. Every time I pull in my driveway, I've got some dwarf yellow lantana, which is blooming up a storm. I've also got some lantana in the back that has absolutely stopped blooming. They're exactly the same variety, dwarf yellow lantana. But it may just be the heat. That's a guess on my part, but it could just be the heat. Normally we say lantana will take the heat better than any annual.
Right.
But who knows? But that's kind of what has happened. Sometimes you just don't know why a plant blooms. Some plants have a mind of their own.
I was going to say, they're like a human being.
That's exactly
right. Their own prerogative.
Right. And also one other plant we may want to plug in to these spots we're talking about where the annuals have burned up is a flax lily. Flax lily is really good. I had great hopes for flax lily when they first were made popular. It's just a plant. It grows about maybe a foot, 2 feet, just a variegated foliage. It looks like variegated monkey grass, but it's much larger than that. Good plant. It was sold as it was going to be perfect for 12 months out of the year. Well, if you have it in a spot where, say, on the north side of your house and we go down to 20 degrees, I found that they really get adversely affected. Some people say cut them back, they'll come back, and they will. But they come back very, very slow. So the point is, you may want to, in some instances, treat the flax lily like an annual insofar as it's going to be gorgeous for the first year. Then after, if you have a hard freeze. Now, if you have an easy winter, they'll carry over. It'll be great. Hard winter, you've got some problems. But it's a great plant to plug in because a little bit like that Dusty Miller, it'll give you some contrast there in color. So something to consider.
Great. Well, we should take a break.
Oh.
I don't like taking breaks, but
let's do it.
We got to do it.
Do it.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and you are listening to The Garden Line with Mike, and we are just having all kinds of fun today.
It's great. That's because we've got air conditioning.
And water.
There's water, and we're sitting inside. Absolutely.
Good
but
point.
But it is a beautiful day, and as we have said all during the show, we're headed to 101 degrees today, so take heed.
Be yes. careful.
Drink Ooh. Water, no doubt.
Stay cool.
Exactly.
Okay. We do have a comment. I have to share this comment.
Sure.
Love this show. All the things you just mentioned. Jasmine on a trellis in the back. Ashlyn in Perdido sent us a picture.
Oh, great. Next break. I'll scoot around.
I will let you come on this side of the room.
Look on your computer and look at the picture. We love pictures.
Thank you, Ashlyn.
That really, yes. You know, especially those of success stories. Thanks.
And beautiful.
Absolutely. That's great. Very good. You know, one other thing. I want to finish that conversation about areas where we are going to put in some plants to kind of plug them in because we've lost some due to the heat. There are a lot of folks that will just won't do anything. Just pull them out of there and mulch the bed. And mulching the bed is, quite frankly, in storm season like we are now, mm-hmm. I think it's critical. Whether you use pine straw, cypress mulch, pine bark, if you have a bare area that really doesn't have much anything but dirt, mulching it is going to help in many ways. One, it's going to keep, if we had a lot of rain, all that debris, soil, whatever, getting into the street, into the gutter, into the stormwater system. So just mulch it. Get you a bale of pine straw. I bought one the other day. Some of the big box stores have got it for sale.
Awesome.
Who would have thought pine straw was that expensive? But it is. But do it with pine straw because nothing else, it'll look good. One of my favorite landscapes was a beautiful home over on the bayou. And this home had a landscaped front yard. It was great, beautiful turf. But on the side yard, which is a very large side, almost another lot, was a grove of small oak trees. Grass wasn't going to grow there. It was too big just to plug in a few little blooming plants. So what they did, they pine strawed the whole area, made it a line of division between the nice turf and this natural area, and it looked terrific.
That sounds
just
great.
Great. No plants, just a huge pine straw bed with all these oak trees in there, kind of a grove, if you will. And it was very, very attractive.
Sounds beautiful.
It was. Easy to maintain. You just got to, sometimes you need to add more pine straw. Because that pine straw, you know, the experts will tell you to make that pine straw, when you mulch the pine straw bed, put 10 to 12 inches of pine straw. Well, it won't be long until with the rain, it'll
pack down
to about 2 to 3 inches. And then, you know, sometimes it'll just wear away and you'll have to redo the pine straw. But I still like using that as a mulch. If you've got a decorative bed that you really want to spruce up, I really enjoy some of the larger pine bark nuggets.
I did that recently.
I think they really do look nice. And, of course, cypress mulch has a nice light brown color to it, and it kind of, for lack of a better word, kind of clings to itself. And so it doesn't wash away, say, as fast as the pine bark nuggets might. So those are some choices. But in my opinion, mulching these flower beds is really, really important, especially if we have the chance of a hard, hard rain or a lot of rain during the storm season.
They're only going to be good rain. I said it here first.
Nothing but good rain. That's exactly right. One other thing we need to talk about. Do we need to take a break here?
We haven't quite gotten to a break, we do have another comment. All these comments just make me feel good. I love the show. It has been such a great help in our garden and yard. Well, Mike, see?
Well, let me tell you right now, I can't tell you how much I appreciate those kind of comments. Pensacola has got great gardeners. I mean, we can sit here and talk it all day, but our listeners do it.
Right.
and we can tell by the pictures they send us how it's been successful, and we really do appreciate that. It just makes for a better community. You know, I never forget, we talked about, one show, I guess months ago, about a guy by the name of Warren Briggs. Warren Briggs was a mayor. He was in the legislature, and he retired. He said, I'm going to make Pensacola the crepe myrtle capital of the South. And everybody, sure, Warren, yeah, you're going to do that. Well, he did it. I mean, there are crepe myrtles everywhere due to his efforts of promoting crepe myrtles. A lot of the city right-of-ways have crepe myrtles in them. And, of course, individual homeowners, including myself and you, and the radio station, we look out the window, we all have crepe myrtles, which, of course, is a perfect plant for the summer. Cause that's when we get the color.
Right.
When we are outside, enjoying the outside, and we have that color. So, anyway, that's the story about Warren and making Pensacola beautiful. And all our listeners have done the same.
I agree. Let's head into a break.
Let's do it.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barnes Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like... the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and you're listening to The Garden Line with Mike, and we are surfing. We're surfing to keep cool.
Headed to the beach.
We are so headed to the beach.
It's 101 degrees, but jump in the Gulf, you'll feel a lot better.
Sure will.
Absolutely. Jess, just a couple things, so we only have a minute or two to go. One, talking about reacting to this heat, it is so important to mow that yard high.
Yep.
You know, remember the old rules. We go, St. Augustine, 4 inches, centipede, 3 inches, zoysia, probably around 2. So mow it high. That is going to help keep the turf a little cooler because the grass is higher, and it really will make your lawn get through this heat wave better. And also, as you mow that yard, well, let me back up. This time of year, the grass just grows so fast.
Right.
And if you're going on a vacation, try to get somebody to mow it because you don't want to come back for it to be 6 to 8 inches high. Because remember now, the rule is to only cut off a third of the blade of grass when you mow the lawn. And especially with this heat, let's be sure that lawnmower blade is sharp.
Right.
So find the neighborhood teenager who mows lawns while you're on vacation because you're probably going to need it. Got mine mowed the other day, and 2 days later, it needed it again. Exactly. So anyway, yes, been fun today. Thanks for
being with me. It's been great. Thanks for coming in.
Let's enjoy.
Same.
See you next week.